Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Once again, the Kidney Foundation of Canada is hosting the annual Kidney Walks to raise funds for treatment and programs. This year's Vancouver Walk is happening on August 25th at 11 a.m., starting at Athletes Village. Register for the walk at www.kidney.ca/bcwalks and walk, run, bike, or pedal to support this amazing foundation and raise awareness for people suffering from this disease.
Hey, quiet on the set, guys. We're live. We're coming in the basement here at CITR, you know, UBC Radio. We're amateurs over here. We're volunteers, but, you know, we know our music, and we're coming in to the show of the night, as far as I'm concerned. This one's called The Basement. If you like bass music, you're in the right place. I like to go through the spectrum, whether it be dubstep, whether it be drum and bass, whether it be breakbeat, so, you know, banging electro, a little juke, a little glitch hop. There really are no rules. We're keeping things local, though, on tonight's show, so stay with me. Yeah, we're definitely coming into things Friday night. Super stoked. Unfortunately, school is around the corner. T-minus, what, like 10 days? But let's not think about that. Let's get through tonight first, Friday night. If you're a first-time listener to the show, as mentioned, I like to go through the spectrum. You know, a little dubstep, a little juke, a little drum and bass, and really everything. Really everything. It's all about the weighty bass and the quick tempos. That last one was an amazing mashup from Vancouver's Self-Evident. He actually just released two EPs, one for free, available on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/self_evident. And that last tune was a mashup between Whitney Houston and a track from Jimmy Stack off of The Island. And that one's available for free download. He also released an EP. Can't remember the label, but go check it out. Self-Evident, repping the Lighted Crew here in the city. They're actually laying it down tonight at the Astoria if you're looking for something to do. Speaking of the Lighted Crew, one of the founding members, Michael Redd, also known for his Sanctum side project, which represents more of the experimental bass melodies. Very, very experimental, like, to the nth degree. Anyways, Michael Redd has come out with a few originals released on Alberta's Modern Math. Super excited about this EP. This tune truly represents it. It's called Stir. Again, if you're digging this kind of sound, if you're into the bassy, weighty, really, really forward-thinking tunes, the Astoria is the place to be tonight. Super cheap cover. It's, believe, Hastings in Maine. Just Google it, Astoria. Also on the bill, Self-Evident, Monolithium from Vancouver Island, Bevy Swift out of Montreal, half of Glitchy and Scratchy, as well as Crusha. Check it out. Check it out. Bad. And that was Michael Red, or rather is Michael Red, and his original tune, Stir. M. Red, representing the Lyda crew, probably one of the founding dubstep crews in the city, now venturing off into more of a house, techie, 808, just overall future. M. Red just put out a EP on Modern Math, which you have to check out. And again, this tune is the standout tune. If you're unfamiliar with his Sanctums project, check that out. Also check out New Forms Festival. Michael Red is the curator, or one of the curators for that festival, New Forms Festival, which celebrates digital art, whether it be audio, video, still, you know what I mean. Check it out, New Forms Festival. They have artists like Iparam, Jeff Mills, Can, and a lengthy list that I can't dictate off the top of my head, but is definitely worth some time. If you're wondering why things are so slow, we're taking our time to get into things tonight here at the basement. You know, we gotta ease ourselves into. You can't just start busting out a big move. It just doesn't work that way. But don't worry, I have lots of freshness to come. A brand new collaborative project between Noisia and Foreign Beggars. That project's called I Am Legion. Another fresh stuff from a collaboration between Ellen Golding, who I'm sure you're familiar with or heard of. She has a wonderful voice, as well as DJ Fresh out of the UK. Fresh being some of the founding sounds of drum and bass today. And I got lots of goodness in and between. Freshness from Subantics. A good old-fashioned Nero classic that I'm super stoked to bust out, and, well, some good jungle tunes. Regardless, we're coming in to some freshness from DZ. Another free download, so if you dig what you hear, stay with me. DZ, again, Canadian, out of Ontario. His label, Badman Press, has been pushing bass music in Canada for almost half a decade, I'd say. And again, this tune just represents the future and the forward thinking of you get what I'm trying to say. This tune called Somersaults. What a nice bass drum. Love that roundness of it all. It just boom, boom. Anyways, yeah, this tune, pure vibes. Some serious just chilling music right here. Not too over the top, not like what we'll be getting into shortly, but certainly quality. As mentioned, that was another free download. If you're digging it, check out soundcloud.com/DZ, as in the letters DZ-Badman-Press. Press. DZ, the founding forefront of Bad Man Press. And also, for those of you that recall that epic tune a few years ago, 9 to 5, yeah, that was DZ. Anyways, moving on. This one, a little bit of the deep dubstep mixed with a little bit of the deeper DMB. Yeah, I know, I'm excited too. For those of you familiar with Exit Records, that's D-Bridge's label, Wow, how do I summarize D-Bridge? I won't. Moral of the story is, his label, Exit Records, puts out a mosaic every year, and this is number two. It's a compilation of some of the most forward-thinking, most liquid, most smooth, most well-put-together drum and bass, both liquid, both deep, both heavy. It's all there. It's a mosaic. It truly is a mosaic. Regardless, this tune coming in called One Drop, it's by Jay Kenzo, and if you've tuned into the show in the past, Jay Kenzo is the guy. He is the man. He is the weight. Once upon a time, big time jungle DJ, now into the dubstep. This is a tune. It's called One Drop. Turn it up and make sure those subs are rightfully placed on medium high. Listen to that percussion. Loving it. And that was Jay Kenzo's original One Drop. If you're unfamiliar, educate. Jay Kenzo put out his first LP out on Rinse Records, also entitled Jay Kenzo. This tune can be found on the Mosaic Volume 2. Mosaic is home to the names like Skeptical, D-Bridge, Cryptic Minds, Dub Physics, System Rockwell. Cuts, they're all there. It's a true mosaic of some of the greatest drum and bass you'll ever hear. It's out on Exit Records, D-Bridge's label. This tune, one of the gems, one of the 25 gems on that release. Now we're definitely going to take a big twist. I kind of hype things up slightly. This is the point in the show where we really, really start to party. Coming in more Canadian stuff. This is out of Ontario as well. Guy calls himself Damn Kids. You know what? He's pretty new to the scene in the sense that he has a few originals, has a few remixes under his belt, and you know what? I'll be honest and frank with you. He wasn't really hitting me in my spot. I'm all about the bass, and he just wasn't rocking it. It was all the lasers and all the highs and all the hi hats and stuff, and he just wasn't doing it for me until now. Last week or the week previous, he put out four tracks for a free EP. This is one of them that stood out. It's called Golden Boy. If you're into any kind of hype, any kind of big room, kind of trappy electro mixed with a bass heavy UK funky vibe, you'll dig this. Remember, this is The Basement. I'm here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. playing all kinds of bass music to get you psyched and get you ready and get you moving before we party tonight. So there you go. That's Golden Boy by Damn Kids. Love that vibe. Big bass drum. See what I'm talking about? It's all about the bass drum. Damn Kids coming out of Toronto just put out a free EP, a four-track EP called USSU. USSU is how it's spelt. Visit soundcloud.com/damn_kids to go cope that. This tune, Golden Boy, was the standout track, but the other three kind of rep the big room kind of vibes, keeping it fresh, really fresh. Lots of cross-genre speculation going on there. Yeah, that's enough of that. Anyways, this next tune is going to get hot pretty quick up in her brand new collaborative project from Noisia. Yes, the Noisia and Foreign Beggars. This tune called Make the Move by I Am Legion. It's half time, murking on set. We drop the line, runs a fine line, moving precise, collect the hype. Wow, what fire, eh? So that's brand new. Well, I'm lying a little bit. That tune that we just heard called Make Those Move, that was released in July. The album has yet to come out. Yeah, so I Am Legion is a collaborative project between Noisia out of the Netherlands and Foreign Beggars out of the UK. And they're putting out 16 tracks out on Skrillex's label, Ocela, and that's expected September 2nd. I do hear that there's a leaked album floating out there, so if you liked what you heard, make sure to go check it out. So, yeah, that tune was heavy. Each and every song on that album is heavy and so well produced, as you could only assume with Noisia behind the production. Anyways, coming in, we're bringing it back to Canada. This is freshness from Toronto's Ill Gates, Canada's glitch hop pioneer, as well as RD based out of California, and they've comboed on this remix. Definitely more on the dubsteppy tip rather than the glitch hop sound that both of these artists are known for. This tune's originally done by Lux Lorendo. It's featuring Honey LaRochelle. LaRochelle, I can never say her name right, on the vocals, and she is one of, or if not my favorite vocalist in the entire world. She just recently did a track with the Funk Hunters, actually. Funk Hunters based out of Vancouver. Anyways, this tune called No Man's Land, another free download if you're into it. So yeah, that one's definitely more on the dubsteppy tip than anything they've really put out before. RD has known to venture into dubstep, but typically remains a glitch hop focus, as does Ill Gates, venturing into faster tempos, but again, his heart lies in glitch hop. This tune called No Man's Land, available for free download. Check out Ill Gates or RD, either of their SoundClouds, either of their websites. The links are there. Featuring Honey LaRochelle, again, one of my favorite vocalists of all time, and this one's originally done by Lux Lorendo. We do have to take a short break, but stay with me here at the basement. I got some classic dubstep tunes that I'm really excited to share with you later in the show. And of course, you know, it's good times all around here at the basement. So stay with me.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things. SPEC, and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And we're back, 101.9 on the dial, or you're tuned in, citr.ca online. This show is called The Basement, where I like to go through the bass spectrum, whether it be drum and bass, whether it be dubstep, whether it be glitch hop, whether it be UK funky ghetto funk breakbeat, big time electro action. There really are no rules. Coming in, freshness from Scream. You know I love it. Come here, copycat. You can sit on my lap. Milk it while it work, baby girl. You could do it. You could do it. You could do it. I did it already. Look at you. You're the best thing ever.
I love it.
it's a nice little warm-up tune for what we get into, because the rest of the show is pretty hard. That tune is Scream featuring Kelis. Kelis, K-E-L-I-S, who knows, called Copycat. That one's off of his 7th LP called Screamism Volume 7 out on Rinse Records. If you're unfamiliar with Scream, considered one of the pioneers of dubstep. He's based out of the UK, actually just recently announced that he will not be making dubstep anymore. Instead, he's switching over to house, as this tune can self-explain. But regardless, he knows what's up. Coming in, Nero. I was contemplating a little earlier, first let me start the story with last week. My shuffle came on to Nero, and I was like, you remember that that album Nero put out called Welcome Reality, out on MTA Records, More Than A Lot Records, which is Chasing Status's label. Anyways, that record was probably one of the best of the year, and I was like, I should play one of those tunes. So here we go. Must Be the Feeling coming in the background. Nero. And here it comes. It's not the Delta Heavy remix, so there's no crazy intense drum stuff, just dubstep. Solid tune off of a solid LP. Remember, guys, 2011, it was the summer. This album, Welcome Reality, came out. 14 tracks of just awesome. Nero, guys, this duo, you know, been around for almost a decade, I'd say. Started off in drum and bass, migrated into dubstep more so. And just quality. They actually haven't released anything in a while, so I'm very, very excited for some single that I'm sure will see the surface shortly. But that tune featuring Daisy Ernest on the vocal bits, that one's called Must Be the Feeling, produced by the duo known as Nero. Yeah, we are definitely taking a turn. Another classic, I stumbled upon this one just recently as well. Done by Mensa. For those of you that remember Mensa, he was repping a lot of that purple sound back when Joker first came out. Anyways, this tune can be found on Hench, which is Jake's label. It's called Dark Matter. It gets pretty heavy. Gets pretty gnarly. I love it. But, like, not heavy gnarly as far as, like, North American standards, but as far as, like, UK grime is concerned. And P.S. If you couldn't catch the entire show, or you miss one of your favorite CITR shows, visit CITR.ca. All the shows are there, recorded, and available for playback and download. CITR.ca. Check it out. After this one, we got Freshness from Subantics, moving into some Amit, and then we'll wrap things up with some drum and bass on account of Shammer tonight. Details to come. Yeah, this one definitely brings back some memories of getting down, getting low, and getting to it. We got Dark Matter wrapping up by Mensa. Mensa doing stuff under the New York Transit Authority. And yes, that is the name of their alias. Yeah. So make sure to go check out that. More of a garage UK funky sound coming out of that alias. But this tune, Dark Matter, wow, what a tune. Really, really brings back memories. Check it out on Hench Records. And speaking of Hench Records, Hench founder and, you know, head honcho, Jake's just put out an EP of dynamic sorts, definitely taking in some of his roots and taking in a little bit of the new stuff and, you know, that Moonbaton kind of uppity double time flavor. Anyways, go check it out. Moving on, we got Subantics. This one's called Hypnotoad. It's the VIP. Enough said.
The Hypnotoad.
So that one's an original done by Vancouver's Subantics, also known as Atom, also known as Keith Stewart. Love pounding out this guy's tunes. Grew up with this kid. This tune, Hypnotoad VIP, an original VIP he's done for free. So if you like what you heard, soundcloud.com/sub-antics. If you're listening to me right now, that means you're tuned into CITR 101.9 on the FM dial here in Vancouver. If you're not in the city, if you're not tuned in on the dial, you're online. CITR.ca is where you gotta be to catch the recordings of all your favorite shows, including this one. If you couldn't catch the entire show, check it out, CITR.ca. Or, if you like what you hear, find me here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. I'm going through the bass music spectrum, you know, keeping things fresh, keeping things hype, getting you ready for your Friday night. Moving into a little bit of drum and bass, a little bit of a faster tempo on account of the Shammered Party getting on tonight. Let's get shammered. For those of you unaware, Shine is the place to get really, really drunk tonight. Tequila on special, beer on special, drum and bass on rotation of some of Vancouver's finest, Kermokum, Decibel Point, Erratic, Will Assist, JF Killa. They're really rinsing it heavy, and this party is known to be, well, for lack of a better word, schmabbered. So check out Shine tonight. Coming in right now, this tune called Acid Trip by Amit. Heard this one dropped Saturday night, I believe, at Shambhala. I may have not been imagining things at the time. Anyways, Acid Trip by Amit, coming in right now.
Acid Trip.
Love that tune. Love the vibes. Super, super dark. Love the weight. Big, big tune right there called Acid Trip by Amit. If you're into the deeper stuff, the more gnarly stuff, Amit is definitely your cup of tea. We're going to keep with the vibes, keep with the gnarly drum and bass sounds. This time bringing it back to the city, repping Vancouver, repping the Shaw DJs. We got Erratic coming in with a brand new one called Enzyme. It's off of the Imagination EP, which is available for free download. You can either visit ShawDJs.com or SoundCloud.com/Erratic or Erratic.com, any and all of the above. You got to check it out. And if you like what you hear, check out the Schmammered Party that I was talking about. That's going down at Shine tonight. And while I'm at it, a fantastic resource to check out any and every bass event in the city. You know, regardless of venue, regardless of crew, regardless of location, above or below ground, ShawDJs.com, they have a wonderful calendar there with it all, and I mean all. ShahDJs.com, check it out. Like, for tonight, like, they have four things going on. Like, next weekend's looking stacked, the weekend after, you know what I mean. Check it out. This is Erratic's original called Enzyme. I will like to add that this guy is unsigned. Maybe not unsigned, but very, very few releases on labels. For the amount of quality this guy is, he's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal! That was not supposed to happen. I guess the tune is incomplete, or iTunes is just being... Well, there's a reason I'm an Android user. Anyways, that was Erratic's tune, available for free download, as mentioned. That was called Enzyme. That guy, again, not enough words to explain how awesome he is. Just put out his mix for Bass Coast, available for free download, so you gotta go check that out. Check that out. And again, this guy has a few releases, you know, under his belt, but nothing really noteworthy. And with that, if you're a label head, get in touch. Erratic.com or ShawDJs.com. Anyways, we're keeping with the Canadian drum and bass, keeping things quick. Out of Toronto, we got Stick Bubbly. This tune is called Fear.
It's fear. most frightening thing in the world is... It's fear.
Whoop. So that was an original from Stick Bubbly out of Toronto, definitely keeping the drum and bass super smooth in that one, a little more on the harder tip of things than he's known for. He just put out a tune called Love Me, a tune that I've been playing out for a little bit of a year now. It finally gets to see the light of day. So go check out more Stick Bubbly, not sick, stick as in like I'm gonna hit you with a stick. Yeah, Stick Bubbly. Loving it. Yeah, this next one about to come in is definitely a treat. A couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, Congo Natty, maybe a month ago now, Congo Natty put out an LP, repping more of the reggaeton kind of jungly vibes. Anyways, just recently there's been a little bit of a remix EP coming out, and I'm sure it's only the first of its kind. On the release, like Benny Page, Joker remixing. Well, this is the Serial Killers remix. So if you're into any kind of juggle, any kind of reggae dancehall, you'll dig this.
Babylon a fraud, run from heat and down in the dance hall. None of fighting the snakes and the stitches, hoes and them bitches, mother of creation, Sheba Sheba run the nation, Zion is a woman, between life or death, fuck, smiling or you're crying, calming or you're stressing, cursed by your blessing, love or you're hating, real or you're faking.
That was a super hype tune. Lots of jungle vibes, lots of jungle flavor in that. That's Congo Natty featuring Rebel MC, Nancy Correa, YT, and Junior Carrigo, Youssef Taferi. Yeah, don't quote me on that. That one's called Ja Warriors. Right on the Ja Warriors remix EP. And that's Serial Killers on the remix. I feel myself talking like a Jamaican, kind of. Except not really, because I'm really bad at that kind of thing. I'm going to just speak right now. Yeah. Anyways, earlier, you might recall I was playing Nero off of MTA Records, More Than A Lot Records, which is Chase and Status's label. Anyways, this is a brand new tune by Cove, who I've been following for a couple years now. This tune called Searching. Excellent liquid tune. Almost reminiscent of some of the earlier Netsky, as far as fluidity is concerned. Not as synthy and more improved drum programming. Anyways, this one's called Searching by Cove. It can be found on MTA Records, and I have a feeling this is the first little snippet of a potential LP or EP in the future coming from Cove. Just sit back, relax, a little downtime happening now before we get into a brand new one from Ellie Goulding after this. Yeah, this tune just has so much emotion. I love the arrangement, love the progression of the tune. Called Searching, rightfully so. I love it when the names actually represent the tune instead of just like, you know, Barbecue Saturday or I don't know, I'm just making this stuff up. But regardless, this one's by Kove, K-O-V-E, found on MTA Records, which is Chase the Status' label. Incredible stuff, and Kove is nothing but quality. Go check him out. And we are entering into some freshness from Ellie Goulding, but I am going to have to turn things down just a little bit like that. Yeah, I know, super abrupt, and take a break. So stay with me here at CITR 101.9 FM on the dial, or CITR.ca. We're keeping the drum and bass livid after the break.
Struggling to keep up with all the fantastic music coming out? Don't know where to go to listen to some sweet jams?
Join Evan on Definition Soundwave, Thursdays from 1 to 2 on CITR,
to fill your sweet little brain with some high-octane rhythm. As well, always stay tuned for Evan's special top 5 list at the end of the show.
Definition Soundwave.
Thursdays from 1 to 2. CITR 101.9.
Ah!
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's Work Learn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out!
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for Work Learn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in Work Learn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
And welcome back to The Basement. If you're a first-time listener just joining me now, here in The Basement, I like to go through the spectrum of bass music. Whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, big room electro, moon baton, trap, ghetto funk, glitch hop, UK funky garage, a little dancehall, a little jungle, a little, you know, here and there. It's all about the spectrum and it's all about the in-betweens, the unclassifiable. But this tune, definitely classifiable as drum and bass. We got Ellie Goulding on the vocal bits, teamed up with DJ Fresh on the production. Big time, big room, drum and bass coming in your face.
Flashlight, flashlight.
So that was a freshness right off of Ellie Goulding's newest album called Halcyon Days. Big album, and I love Ellie's voice, truly magnificent. And that one was produced by DJ Fresh out of the UK, forefront of drum and bass worldwide. If you're familiar with his Next Levelism album that came out last year, huge, huge release. And I believe that's all I got to say. Anyways, moving right along, we're bringing it back to Canada. We got Stranger coming in. Stranger's had releases upon releases. This guy's been on Hospital Records. He's been on countless labels just because he's just quality. Super liquid, super fluid. Wow. Anyways, this tune is off of his most latest LP, the track called Visions of the Future. Same name for the LP. Incredible tunes. All can be found on Architecture Records. 12 tracks that just range drum and bass. And this tune is one of those journey tunes. It takes you on a trip, so to speak. And with that, just sit back, relax. As we kind of come to the end of the show, we will mellow things down. Next up on the list here, we got freshness from Vancouverite Kerr Mokum, who you'll be able to catch at Shammered if you're checking out Shine tonight. And then we'll wrap things up with a nice psychedelic glitch hop track that I'm really excited to share with you. So stay with me right to the bottom of the hour. I'm here till 10:30. In the meantime, let's get some drum and bass on with Stranger. And I'd also like to do shout-outs and thanks to CJ for keeping things real on the basement while I was away in festival season. I do recognize and appreciate that Stranger is your number one, CJ. So this one's going out to you. What a beauty. That was Strange's tune, wow, called Visions of a Future, off of the LP with the same name, Visions of a Future. 12 tracks of quality drum and bass. This guy is all about the production. It's all about the intricacy and the drum patterns. And if you notice in that last tune, the like triple bass drum, drumness, yeah, next time you hear it, you'll remember and think about what I said. Anyways, we're wrapping things up. Coming into the last tune of the night, bringing it back to Vancouver, we got Kerr Mokum on the remix. This guy, self-declared autonomic drum and bass artist and producer, and with that, it means he's all about the clean and the crisp and the minimalistic, real percussion, the real drums, the real the clicks and the clacks, and the organic sounds. And with that, it truly is expressed in this remix. So can be found on East Van Digital, based out of East Van. EastVanDigital.com is where you gotta go for that. It's called Blue Coast, originally done by Number 6, featuring Emily Spiller on the vocals.